This is the morning show on 90.3 KEXP Seattle, also broadcasting in New York at 91.5 Radio New York, online for the world at kexp.org. And I'm joined in the studio by Los Campesinos. Great to see you all here.
Good morning.
Hi, thank you.
Great
for
to
us.
See you. Yes, of course. I'm just going to let you guys take it away.
Brilliant. Thank you.
What's this song called, Gareth?
This song is called Don't Tell Me to Do the Math.
Okay. One.
We could sell your magazines if only you could give your life to literature. Just
don't read Jane Eyre.
Work on your algebra and stand out in the rain and give yourself to simple pleasures. But
never play card games.
Meanwhile, back at home in communist Russia, wearing on my headphones, report a march onto the town hall, and if we take prisoners, we'll simply simper at those fools.
Outside the door,
cause that was the point of us at home with the moon pouring through the curtains, working on our attitude toward the second-hand bookshop employees, reading the inscriptions that were never meant for their eyes.
Los Campesinos here on the morning show. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Don't wait for me. You don't want me to interrupt this.
This is Death to Los Campesinos.
Too right.
Broken down like a war economy.
Father Fuhrer, don't be mad at me.
As in charge, you're into botany.
Splitting necks and cordage, but constantly beware. The sign on the door suggests
I'm better off with artificial intelligence.
I invented you.
I invented you.
I will destroy you if you catch me with my hands in the till. I promise, sugar, I wasn't trying to steal. I'm just swimming able to smell and pretend like a robot. A wahoo. And if a leopard doesn't change his spots,
I can change my perception just from dots to dots.
I swap the bruising for a bumping sensation. I'll be control, I'll delete in your face with no reservation.
I will stop fighting once the circuit board's ignited.
Singing, I'm not finished, I'm not finished.
Just taking baby slowly, it's gonna be quite misleading. Friction's got some matter, made it look like bleeding.
If you catch me with my hands in the till, I promise, sugar, I wasn't trying to steal. I'm just swimming in copper to smell and pretend like a robot. In the till, I promise, sugar, I wasn't trying to steal. I'm just swimming in copper to smell and pretend like a robot. If you catch me with my hands in the till, I promise, sugar, I wasn't trying to steal. I'm just swimming in copper to smell and pretend like a robot.
It's a morning show here on 90.3 KEXP, Radio New York, 91.5, and KEXP.org. Los Campesinos here. So happy to have you in the studio. How are you today?
We're very well, I think, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, of course. We've been playing everything we've ever gotten from you. I can't think of a song we haven't played from you. From the early demos, I think we found online, to the record actually being out. By the time we got the record, I think we'd already played the songs 1,000 times. Just because you can't, as a radio DJ, you can't not play these songs.
Easy to please. Clearly.
Well, I don't know. They're so catchy. But I'll be singing along and get the lyrics to your songs and be like, wait a sec, is that a happy song? That might be a really dark song that I just sang.
Oh, good. Mission accomplished. Then,
it's true. Was there, I don't want to say there's a mission in songwriting, but how did you all find each other to be able to play those kind of songs? It takes a unique individual, I think, to have that aesthetic, to sing these happy songs. Then you're listening to lyrics like, there's a little more here. Like a little darker message in some of these.
Yeah, self-help group, wasn't it?
That's what you were all in therapy. That's what I figured.
Anger management therapy.
I think we really like that juxtaposition.
Yeah.
And the way that it's often quite amusing when people are singing along to these songs at concerts, and then I can see them singing along, and I'm thinking, you really shouldn't be agreeing with this. It's not meant to be like that. But it's fun, and
bands like that are. It's interesting when that happens. I mean, to be a Pixies or a Violent Femmes even, you'll be singing like country death song, you know?
Yeah.
Wait a sec, throw her down the well. That's, you know, that's when your mom comes down. Like, what are you listening to? Oh, this happy pop music, mom. Don't worry about it. And the titles of the songs too jump right out as well. As long, and I think it's almost like don't take us too seriously, but do, you know?
It's that, and to annoy journalists and to just make a mockery of word counts.
Oh, that's a fantastic thing. I knew I liked you guys for a reason. And the tour, you're here in the U.S. Have you toured a lot in the U.S.? I wasn't sure if this you've been through here before.
We've never had the pleasure of coming through Seattle before. We've played on the West Coast. We played L.A. and San Francisco.
Right.
And we've done a couple of small, like 5 or 6 date tours, but this is pretty extensive, about 20 dates, and yeah.
You should be able to tell from our collective smell that this is a proper tour.
You got to work hard for us to recognize a smell here.
Okay.
You can imagine with 400 in studios probably a year, there's a few. You're a little like, ooh, wow, you've been on the road for a while. You still are getting along, though, it appears. So
yeah, I think somehow we're managing it.
That's good.
In interviews,
you fake it, then you stop talking and walk out.
Is
your experience here in the U.S. as a band, or have you all traveled here prior to to being a band and touring as musicians?
I'd never been to North America at all before.
No, I never had either.
I used to live here for a little while. Not here, but on the East Coast, yeah.
Oh, okay. So for those who haven't been to the U.S. as a band, what's the thought or the anticipation of coming to the U.S.? Like, what is your expectation? And did it achieve that expectation, or was it different than you thought?
I don't know if I had any expectations. I was just incredibly excited. But I think we probably enjoy touring the US more than we do the UK.
Really?
I think we get a slightly different audience in the US, and everyone's just been so, it seems sycophantic, but everyone's been so friendly. And,
yeah.
And people do seem quite pleased to be able to come and watch us, so it's good for our egos and what have you.
I think the fact that people actually have come to watch us as well is kind of, that's upset our expectations, because we really weren't expecting that. And
right.
So,
What do you cite as the reason that people are hearing your music? I mean, besides stations like ours, are people finding you online? Is it touring with other bands? What's been the success of the band and getting the word out, you think? Or is it a surprise and you're not even sure when you go to shows? That happens.
It's a total surprise, but I think we know what things we have to thank for where we got to.
Yeah.
Rupert Murdoch's up there with MySpace. Was
never thought you'd say that, did you? God, that Robert, thank God he's supporting the... Wait a second.
Yeah, MySpace was obviously a huge help, and then bloggers seemed to pick up on us. And
we got a good review on Pitchfork, which is massively influential.
It's amazing how much influence that has.
Yeah,
now.
So
yeah.
I'm sure that they'll start to hate us at some point.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's how it goes. You know, when you're trying to piss off music journalists, too, it's only a matter of time.
We're doomed from the start.
Yeah, well, it seems like they are, too, in time, so it's kind of nice. Well, you're going to do a couple more songs,
and
are they going to be from the record as well?
They are. They are album tracks.
Album tracks. Very nice.
This is a sad song called Knee Deep at ATP.
Everybody ready? Ready.
Every sentence that I spoke began and ended in ellipses. Each of eight fingers gripping what he wrote clung untightly, la hyperenthesis. And for each correctly used apostrophe, I could feel my heart sink inside my chest in front of me. So maybe the lining of a winter's coat mightn't be the best place to hide a summer secret. You said every photo that you took that festival got lost in your camera insurance scam. Go underexposed, I can see from the quality his K Records t-shirt and you're holding his hand. And I know he took you to the beach, I can tell from how you bite on your cheek every time the sand falls from your insole. And when our eyes meet, all that I can read is you're the B-side. Not what you like, but what you like as a person. Well, I need new hobbies, that's one thing for certain. Not what you like, but what you like as a person. Well, I need new hobbies, that's one thing for certain.
Yay. Los Campesinos here. Man, you're very good at yelling.
Thank you.
I like that.
I gave up on singing. I think yelling is the only chance I have.
So much more fun, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Just let go.
I know when you're writing a song and you get into parts. I mean, do you write them as? I know I'm an idiot, so maybe this is a terrible question. But when you're writing a song, do you like that's a yelling part, or is it a lyric that you just then seem to want to yell out?
I think I'll go with the stance that it's just the emotion
good.
That overcomes me.
Now that makes me happy to hear.
I just go with it.
Good, good. Well, don't tear up your vocals too much. I want you to have a long career.
Oh, thank you.
One more from Los Cabecinos here on The Morning Show.
This song is about why you should break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend.
I was sick in my mouth because of the fear of the scent of an ex-girlfriend. And there were conversations about what Breakfast Club character you'd be. I'd be the one that dies.
No one dies.
Well then what's the point? Should have built a statue, so I did of you. And you were ungrateful and slightly offended at the dimensions of it. You said you look less like the Venus de Milo, more like your mother in a straitjacket. I think it's great that you're doing fine now, but enough is enough, and I've had enough. Should have built a wall. You should have built a wall. And I'm not Bonnie Tyler, and I'm not Tony Braxton, and this song is not gonna save your relationship. I'm no shit, and this sentimental movie marathon has taught us one thing. It's the opposite of true love. It's as follows. Reality! You should have built a wall and not a bridge. You should have built a wall and not a bridge. Since we became accelerated readers, we'd never leave the house. Since we became accelerated readers, we'd never leave the house.
Morning show, Los Campesinos here on it and sounding great. Thank you so much again for coming up.
Thanks really a lot.
Appreciate it. And good luck on the tour. And you always have a home here. Anytime you want to come by and play,
aww,
you are
great.
More than welcome here at KEXP. Love you guys.
Cheers.
Los Campesinos, see them live and get the new record as well. I haven't even mentioned, I just assume everybody knows about it. Hold On Now, Youngster released out there, available now, and you can find them online. Not hard to do at all, thanks to our good friend at MySpace as well. It's the morning show here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle, 91.5 Radio New York, and KEXP.org worldwide.